broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. All right. What'd you do, bud?
Oh, I forgot to turn up. I'm sorry. I listened to Savoy Brown.
Turn that crap off. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. What happened to the... we're in a world of hurt here, man. Thank you. God almighty. I was just talking to Fred Scotty, who's a great engineer, and I said, Fred, let's go into the studio so that we can create a better and more perfect radio show for our listeners, and let's take a fire axe and start all over again. And he said, that sounds good to me. So coming up in the next couple of weeks, Fred and I are going to take a garden hose, a fire axe, a flamethrower, and
what about chainsaw and stuff?
And a chainsaw. Thank you, bud. That would be good. A chainsaw to everything in here except our video setup. Speaking of that, you can watch our video on Phil TV and HD at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Watch the show right now as you watch us perform the show in amazement. You'll be agog and aghast. Make sure you stop by our our Mercedes store. It's funny how merchandise and Mercedes flow together. Probably why I've never bought one, but I do buy Jaguars.
Same thing.
Yeah. So I've got here the Phil Hendry Show baseball cap, which is will be available in our merchandise store very, very soon, if it ain't there already. 877-876-PHIL is the number. Bob Green from Fraser Foods is going to be joining us here this hour to talk about retail sales this Labor Day weekend. Very, very important to discuss the economy, and Bob is the guy to do it. And we have him on when we want to get the real boots on the ground retail point of view. Bob, and how are you tonight?
We're doing very well. Thank you for having us on your program.
You're a little distant.
So let me. We've had a very busy day, and we're still processing getting people through the checkout. So it's been a good day, for business. But it is a very busy day, and I apologize if I'm not in a...
Well, I think if you get on there, the phone sounds a little bit better. You're probably just in a lot of people, and it is very hectic there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Phil, but again, I apologize if our phone connection is not 100%.
All right. Not a problem. I think it sounds all right. Bob, this is another Labor Day. It's one of those, you know, Labor Days, Memorial Weekends, Christmases, and so forth. These are all these checkpoints, if you will, for retailers. These are these signposts, as Rod Serling would call them, that give us an idea as to how our economy is doing. How is our economy doing?
Well, I think I don't see people holding back. I don't see people... a pinch and a penny this Labor Day weekend. People want to have a good time. People want to have a barbecue. They want to have friends and family over. They want to have. They want to celebrate an American summer holiday weekend in the fashion that they always have, Phil. And to that end, our company has always stood for the American family and supporting families and feeding families and to that end, helping families enjoy these experiences together. So I think looking at how people have been spending their money the past few days, I think we're doing very well.
So when you say you don't see people holding back...
Well, I don't see anybody. I've seen people coming in and getting what I would consider to be a top drawer cut of meat, for instance. People are buying the tri-tips. They're buying the sirloin steaks. A lot of people coming through the line with two, three carts full of food. So there's doesn't seem to be any shortage of people that want to spend money and want to enjoy the weekend. And we're just sorry that we don't have corn on the cob available for this weekend because of how we feel about Native American people, because of the... 200th anniversary, in 1811, Native people joined up to help General Andrew Jackson defeat the British, and yet those very same Native people were eventually sent to to on the Trail of Tears and sent off to these reservations. That is a horrible, horrible thing to think about, Phil.
Well, you're saying it's 200 years since the Native peoples joined with the American fighters in the War of 1812?
That is correct. And the thanks they got for it was to be put on this Trail of Tears eventually and sent to Oklahoma. And I think we need to observe that, and that's why we've certainly taken corn on the cob off of our shelves.
Now, I want to ask you, why you're taking corn on the cob off the shelf, why? Because that's a Native American food?
Not only is it a Native American, was it a food that was developed by Native people, corn on the cob, but it is a food that the settlers of America, the European settlers, have taken over. And I don't see in our use of corn, I don't really see much respect for the origins of this wonderful cuisine, of this wonderful food, with Native people. I see a lot of disrespect. And so we want to have at least one weekend where there isn't that disrespect.
Well, what kind of disrespect are you talking about? Corn on the cob is a traditional summer food.
It most certainly is, Phil, and we sell it most of the summer. But for Labor Day weekend, we're making this statement because, again, it's the 200th anniversary of the volunteering of Native people to join General Jackson in his fight against the British in New Orleans. And we just don't think it's an appropriate way to observe that, having a lot of, white Europeans eating this food, this wonderful food, nurtured for literally filled thousands of years by the Native people of North America, and only to see it taken over by Europeans and eaten in a manner that I think is rather slovenly, to be honest with you.
And how do Native people eat corn on the cob? When you say that we eat it or the Europeans eat it slovenly, I remember that you had said on our show once, people with bad teeth are difficult to look at when they eat corn on the cob.
No, this is a different argument entirely. This doesn't have anything to do with that. This has to do with, and I wish I could articulate it better, Phil. I met a very, very nice man who is a Native American who runs one of the casinos here in California, and they are now, as you know, lending money. And they're lending money immediately. You can borrow money, and I don't want to give the name of it because I don't want anybody to think I'm doing a commercial. But this man was kind to me and helped me out. And so I want people to know the kindness of the Native people and why are we treating this food in a slovenly way. I don't know how else to put it.
Okay, there's two things that are going on here, if you don't mind me saying. You borrowed money from a Native American.
No, this is not a story. This is not a game of Clue. I'm not here to solve some mystery, okay?
Well, you brought up the fact that you borrowed money from this guy.
He's a Native American gentleman who told me about corn on the cob and whites that sit there and smear it all over their faces. No respect at all. Picking it out of their teeth. They take the cob once the corn has been eaten, and they throw the cob on a plate, or they throw it out in the grass, or they just throw it anywhere. There are some individuals who use that cob as an item in the toilet. I don't know how that works.
I don't either. I don't know where you're hearing that.
Well, there are poor whites that use that rind. That part, that uneaten rind from the corn, for hygiene.
And there are whites.
I'm talking about poor people, impoverished whites.
That are using the corn cob for what?
For bathroom hygiene. I think it is a disrespectful way of treating a food that the Native people who are celebrating their 200th anniversary of helping General Jackson in the War of 1812, I think it's a disrespectful way of treating it. And that's why we're not selling corn this weekend. And I wish we were. It's a big seller. But the gentleman that I'm speaking to you about, who is a Native American and has done some things for me.
Did he lend you money? I mean, I don't think that that's a question that I shouldn't ask.
Did he lend me money?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And are you not selling corn on the cob or corn? Are you selling any kind of corn?
No, we're not selling any kind.
No canned corn?
No canned corn, no cream of nothing.
Well, so you're not selling corn because you owe this guy money. Is he giving you a break on the interest?
No, Phil, it's got nothing to do with that. I borrowed money from the from this fund that is kept by these Indian gaming people, and I, in borrowing the money, I got to talk to this one guy who was telling me about Native people and corn. And
so you will not be selling any corn on the cob, and what are people saying when they ask you where's the corn on the cob?
I tell them that we don't sell it, and that we're not selling it this weekend, and that I don't really like to express the reasons because people are very political, and people will blame you. They'll punish you for these things. And
then why are you coming on my show and talking about it?
Well, I want people to understand that my motives are good motives. My motives are to
well, why don't you tell the customers that?
Can I just finish for 1 minute?
Go ahead.
I don't want people to feel that my motives are all about, you know, something other than what they are, which is that I want to treat corn that was developed by the Native people with respect and not suck it down the way that we do at a picnic table, and we gnaw on that corn cob like we're animals, and we have it smeared all over our faces. And the butter that we use, we overuse the butter, and then, as I mentioned, there are some poor whites that will take that cob and use it for hygienic reasons. And
I don't know what you're talking about when you say there's some poor whites that use that cob. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about using it in the toilet.
Using a corn cob in the toilet?
Yeah, I think it's for to wipe.
That's correct.
To wipe. All right.
And again, this is all well and good if the Native American people were people that we didn't owe anything to. But we owe them a lot on this, the 200th anniversary.
I know. The 200th anniversary that they volunteered for General Jackson's army as he went to New Orleans and battled the British. And I think that that is a very admirable thing, and it is something that needs to be pointed out. You not selling corn, I fail to see what that has to do with it, other than what you say, you know, if this is true, that white people, when we eat corn, we eat it in a slovenly way. And
this was a crop that was nurtured for many thousands of years, and then whites get a hold of it, and they sit with their elbows spread on a table, and they are gnawing away on this thing and talking to each other with their mouths full of corn and spitting corn. And you can well imagine if you had developed something and then you saw people treating it like it was nothing more than they were eating nothing more than stew or some other kind of cheap food that you don't have to take your time over, you know, like a good steak or something like that, that they were just gnawing and licking and there's no other way I can put it.
All right. So how many Native people have you talked to who have said to you, this is offensive to me?
Well, I've talked to quite a few. I've talked to this gentleman, as I mentioned.
What is this man's name? You don't want to give me his name?
I don't want to give you his name because he's a very good friend of mine. I don't want him to be bothered.
It doesn't have anything to do with the money that you owe him.
No, it doesn't, and I think we can put that to rest, okay, Phil? It doesn't have anything to do with the money that I owe him. I simply want to say that I'm not selling corn on this Labor Day weekend so that European Americans can't go home with it and eat it like they're eating a turkey leg, just gnawing it and then throwing it over their shoulder. There's got to be a little bit more respect.
All right, Bob Green from Fraser Foods, who's not selling corn on the cob this Labor Day weekend in honor of Native Americans who volunteered to join General Jackson's army for the War of 1812. He feels that the way that we, Anglo, or if you will, European Americans, African Americans, anyone that is non-native, the way we eat corn is an insult to the native culture. 877-876-PHIL is our number here. 877-876-7445. By the way, our affiliate spotlight tonight, we put it on KTLK in Los Angeles and WDTW in Detroit, two great stations on the Phil Henry Radio Network. Back with more from Robert Greene here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. I don't know how many people are going to be buying corn on the cob this Labor Day weekend, but some feel that we should not eat it or buy it out of respect to the native people that first nurtured corn and turned it into a staple. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. And Bob, you're doing fine. I understand you're getting over a cold.
Yeah, Phil, I've had a little bit of what you had, I think, some of that summer flu. But, yeah, we're just getting over it.
All right. And we're talking tonight about the Labor Day weekend. And retail sales are doing very, very well. In the middle of retail sales doing very, very well, you've decided to take corn, all corn products.
All of the vegetable corn, that is corn on the cob, corn in the can, any of the organic corn products we're taking off the shelf. We're not taking corn flakes or anything like that.
No, I understand, but the actual vegetable...
That is correct. We're taking it off the shelf as a to honor native people and the 200th year. They're working closely with General Jackson.
Now, this is something I've never heard before. And
well, let me say this, okay?
Because I've never heard of honoring the Native people's commitment and volunteering to General Jackson. I think it's great.
Let me say this, Phil. It's what I want to do, and it's what we are doing, and I would tell you that you're asking me questions. I think I've answered them.
Yes, you have, to a point.
I think I've answered them, and
You brought up the fact that you're not selling corn.
I did. You're absolutely right. And when you asked me why, I told you why. And
but your answer opened up another door.
What do you mean it opened up another door? I told you that we're not selling corn so that we don't continue to insult Native people with the slovenly way that we eat it. That's what I'm telling you. And
all right, let me ask you this. How do your customers who are not Native people, all of the other folks...
Well, you're right about one thing. I did misspeak. I was talking about European Americans, African American people as well. Hispanic American people are a little tougher because they have some Native blood in them, and so I don't want to insult them by not selling them corn on the cob.
Well, do you sell corn on the cob to Native people?
To people that I recognize and my checkers recognize as Native, yes.
All right. You know, Bob...
I don't want to get into a big, long song and a dance about it. I'm primarily on to tell you that we are having a good weekend. It started out very, very well. And we do consider our Labor Day weekend in terms of retail sales to start on Wednesday. And that... we are doing well, despite the fact that we're not selling corn in the cob. So I don't know that I want to keep talking about this.
Yeah, but you keep bringing up things that are of interest to me, such as you're selling corn on the cob to people that you recognize as Native people.
That's correct.
And that includes some Hispanic people.
That is correct.
All right. So black folks, white folks.
Yes, they do not. We do not make corn on the cob available to them. We let the Hispanics know when they come through the door. By the way, if you want corn on the cob, please see our manager, Mr. Green.
So you're limiting the sale of this to just one group of people. I just think it's interesting. I don't mean to belabor the point. you know.
Well, yeah, I think you've done a pretty good job of it here, Phil. I told you why we're not selling corn on the cob. And
you yes, you did.
And you tried to tie it in with this guy that I borrowed money from. I borrowed money from one of these Indian places, and I got a good interest rate, and I told the guy that I appreciated it.
Did you promise to do something on behalf of Native American people?
I told the guy...
Boy. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL is our number.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Robert Green from Fraser Foods as we talk retail sales for this Labor Day weekend. We're also discussing, if you forgive me, Bob, I don't want to belabor the point, but you have stopped selling corn, all corn products, minus processed corn products.
I want people to know that we're still selling corn products that are processed, cornmeal, but we are not selling the corn on the cob. We think it's the least we can do for the native people who have suffered long enough looking at the conquering, if you will, the conquering European and African American and so forth, moving on their land at will and eating maize, which is the corn, which is the gold of the native people's agricultural efforts. And we sit on a Labor Day weekend and on a 4th of July and really just slobber all over their hard work. If I could say, if anything describes it best, we slobber all over the native people.
Well, do you not like corn?
I love it.
Well, you talk like a man that doesn't like it and is looking for a way to... boycott it.
No, that's not the case at all. No.
All right, well then, all right, let me take a phone call here. We have Russ in Greensboro, North Carolina. Russ, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green.
Hey, Phil. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Bob, I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, how much money did this guy give you?
Look, I've been talking about this now for 20 minutes. If you don't understand it, then...
I know I understand it. I just don't understand. It's like you're a racist for corn. White people and black people can't get corn from you, but if you're an Indian...
Again, you don't understand what I've been explaining it for a half hour. Maybe you don't hear too good.
Well, explain it again.
I don't think anybody understands what you're...
You're speaking on behalf of who? You're speaking on behalf of who? Are you speaking on behalf of yourself?
Why don't you explain it again?
I already explained it.
I understand that, Bob, and I know you, but this man doesn't understand.
He understands. He's got nothing better to do tonight than bother me.
And Phil.
You got nothing better to do. You got to talk to me.
877-876. Bob, the question that I had for you, as that gentleman was asking, is the following thing. That is, why?
I explained it.
You didn't explain it to his satisfaction.
I think I did explain.
Not to his satisfaction, not to my satisfaction.
The explanation I gave was as follows.
There's a guy that lent you money, right?
There's a native man that lent me money from the Native American casino. They have a lending agency.
Okay.
And what are you saying?
You said the guy gave you a favorable interest rate. If you can somehow work into the interview tonight something about boycotting corn.
He gave me a favorable interest rate. I don't think I said anything about boycotting or creating a boycott of corn. I'm not asking people to boycott corn. I'm saying I'm not selling it.
But this is all about this guy and this this loan, right?
I'm doing a favor for a friend.
All right. Let's go to Brad on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah. How you doing, Phil?
Good.
I understand that this man is trying to say that he is making an announcement about corn, and he's saying we're gonna not sell corn because it is a disrespectful to Native people. I understand that, but I don't understand the money thing. And Mr. Henry said it, and the other guy said it too. What has that got to do with it?
I already told you it has. It's not that it doesn't have nothing to do with it.
That's just it. It has something to do with it.
I didn't. Yes, you're right. He did me a favor by keeping the vigor, not the vigorous,
When you say vigorous, is this a loan shark or something?
No, it is most certainly not a loan shark. It is one of those, you've seen it on TV, the guy that comes on, and he has Native American, he looks like an Indian, because he's got long hair, but he's wearing a suit. Have you seen it, Phil?
No, I haven't seen it. What do you mean he looks like an Indian, he's got long hair, but he's wearing a suit? What does that mean?
Was a commercial that I saw where they were lending money. Okay?
Since when do you need money?
Boy, you really are getting nosy.
It's a good question, sir. If you own these supermarkets, whatever it is that you say you do, you would have the money, you know.
All right, I had a need to get some cash fast for a friend. And that friend needed to leave the country. I'm not going to get into why she needed to leave the country. She had to get out of the country. I got some money for her so she would get out of the country. I couldn't use my own accounts.
Boy.
Don't give me the boy.
Well, see, it sounds very shady, you know. And so that's why I'm...
There's nothing shady about it.
Well, you know, if you're sitting here telling me that you had to get some money and you couldn't use your own accounts and you had to borrow it from some Native American lending agency, and in return, this guy's asking you to not sell corn.
He's asking me to not sell corn because he and his family have opened up a co-op. And for just this weekend, I'm trying to get my hand.
All right, so Bob, what we've got here is this not selling corn by you started out as something having to do with the 200th anniversary of Native people, but in truth, it's to help out some guy who's got a co-op, and also to pay him back for the money that he's lent you at a low interest rate. And you have come on my program and have sold this to my audience as something that is in honor of Native Americans. I think it's a really low thing to do.
Well, you know what, Phil? I hadn't planned on coming on and talking about that. You insisted it. You insisted on it.
Of course he insisted. I wanted Mr. Henry to ask. I'm out here listening like everybody else, and I'm listening to you. You're not answering no questions. You're not telling anybody, well, why you did this, why you did that. You're just saying, well, you know, because it's disrespectful for Native people.
I got to tell you, your reasons for not selling corn are ridiculous. You know, people look like slobs. They're sucking the corn down. They're rubbing butter all over their face. It's disrespectful, you know.
Are you telling me that isn't so?
Go ahead, Brad.
I would like to say I think that what you say is true, but it doesn't bother me. People get, they rub the corn on their face. They rub it every place, yeah.
They rub it every place.
Yeah, they do. And it's because it's summertime and you're gonna get corn all over yourself. You're going to get corn all over the front of you and everything. You know, so that's a no-brainer, you know.
All right, I'm going to take a break here. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Brad Rifkin. Well, that was Brad is on the line with us, with Bob Green, as we talk about the Labor Day weekend corn and the boycott of it. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back. You're the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. And we thank Mr. Rifkin calling in from the ad agency in Las Vegas. I know we got Don Berman.
Yeah, Mr. Berman, line two is going to talk.
All right, I know Don Berman, and I know he was at a function for the Chamber of Commerce with me on the 4th of July.
All right, let's get him on the line. Don, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very well. I'm back from New York, and I did hear Mr. Green on your program, and I wanted to at least check in and give you a little background. And, Bob, how are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. I was telling Phil that you and I were at that Chamber of Commerce function together.
That is correct.
Newport Beach on the 4th of July.
That is correct. But what I saw that day, Bob, and I'm not here, and I don't think Mr. Hendry is here to embarrass you, but what I saw that day was a man uniformly enjoying the corn on the cob that he was eating.
What was that? Was that me?
Yes, it was you.
So you were eating corn on the cob?
Yes, I was eating corn on the cob. It's not that I don't eat corn on the cob. All right?
No, but what I'm saying is you were uniformly enjoying it. You understand what I mean?
No, I don't understand unless you're telling me that I was rubbing it all over my face, which I was not doing.
Well, I have to tell you that, yes, you weren't rubbing it all over your face. I don't really know what you mean by that.
No, I don't know what you mean by it either. Nobody intentionally rubs a corn on the cob, you know, all over their face.
Well, I'm sorry, but I beg to differ. I've seen these kids where they take the corn cob and they think it's funny.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Bob, what are you talking? Let's keep it within. If you're talking about little children, I don't want to go there. Let's talk about adults, and let's talk about their behavior at a dinner table. Now, you were with Mr. Green when?
I was with Bob Green, and I've known Bob Green for 5 years. We've been members of the Chamber of Commerce, and I was with him at the Chamber of Function on the 4th of July, Bob, right?
It was at the Balboa Bay Club in Newport Beach.
At that time, they had served corn on the cob.
Well, I don't. Can I interrupt here for a minute, Phil?
No, I want to hear what Don has to say.
If you don't mind.
I don't mind.
If you don't mind, I would like to finish what I'm saying.
I think it's not fair. You're a newsman, and you're going to talk like you think you're real important.
Well, I...
Bob, let him finish so that we can at least get some perspective from a different person. He says you were there eating corn on the cob, enjoying it.
He was gnawing on it. He was at points sucking the corn in without eating.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not eating, but chewing without chewing it. He was sucking corn. The point I'm making, he was sucking corn kernels in, and he made that comment at the beginning of the hour. I couldn't believe it because you know what you said when you came back for breakfast the next morning.
I was making a joke, Mr. Berman, and anything that you say, you get into some slanderous area.
Well, I don't think so. He came back to the breakfast table and said, he said he counted 50. And I asked him, what was he talking about?
Oh, for God's sake.
That's right.
I was making a joke.
I think any man that goes into the bathroom in the morning and counts the corn kernels enjoys corn on the cob.
How could you, boy, that is the most asinine thing I've ever heard.
But I'll tell you something, Bob. The most asinine thing I've ever heard is a guy coming back to a breakfast table after taking care of nature's call and saying, I counted 50.
Yeah? You counted 50 what?
You know what you were talking about. And then the whole reason why we're discussing this is because you had this claim that you didn't want people eating corn on the cob. It was disrespectful. What we've been able to determine here, thanks to Mr. Berman and some other people, is that you've stopped selling corn at your store to pay back some guy that lent you money, and not only that, but also to help him get his co-op going. Is he selling corn?
He's a Native American, Phil. Of course he's selling corn. He sells corn because he has respect for it. And
don't you have respect for it?
No, I don't. I do have respect, but I can't have the same respect because I'm not an Indian. I can't respect it. I like it, but I eat it the way that I eat it. And to the point that Mr. Berman was making, when he says that I was sucking it down and not even chewing on the corn kernels, that's because I'm a white man, and I don't have any respect.
I've never heard anything. I've been a journalist for 30 years. I've never heard anyone talk in the manner that you're talking. You sound like an ass. You sound like you're making this up.
I sound like I'm making it up.
Yeah, you do. You sound like you're making the whole thing up as a way of coming on the program and, oh, yeah, by the way, we're not going to sell corn. You owe a guy money. You're doing a guy a favor. Why can't you come out and say that? And I don't know what kind of business hit you're taking by not selling corn. What kind of... You say the business is good.
Business is fantastic.
So it doesn't make any difference whether you're selling it or not?
No, it doesn't. You want me to tell the truth? I'll tell you the truth. Yes, of course, I feel it, but I don't feel it as... I feel it, but I don't feel it as bad as I would feel it if I didn't get this money paid back. Okay?
Okay, now we got the truth, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, you're asking for the truth.
You know, two nights in a row, I've had people break down and start crying at the end of the hour.
Can you blame them? What are you crying about?
I'm crying because I don't want to have my thumbs broken like Paul Newman in The Hustler. I don't want to be pushed against the glass door and go, rah! As someone bends both of my thumbs back and breaks them. That's what I'm crying about, and that's what I didn't want to bring up with Mr. Henry, and that's what I didn't want to talk about with Mr. Henry. I wanted to talk about my store and the retail business we're doing, but Mr. Henry kept pushing and pushing and pushing until there wasn't anything left anymore. And all I wanted to talk about was my store.
2 days in a row.
No, really?
Yeah, 2 days in a row I've had people bawling. Last night, Father McCorders was bawling because he needed a drink.
What do you mean?
He was in some sort of an alcoholic, in an alcoholic rage. He wanted a drink.
I can tell you that. Not an alcoholic. I want a little bit of understanding, okay?
A little bit of what?
Understanding! Well, Phil, I didn't mean to call your program.
Oh, yes, you did.
No, I did not, Mr. Green. I didn't mean to call Mr. Henry's program and create a situation where you would be embarrassed or that you would be seen as a dishonest man. But I think these are questions that need to be asked. And I believe Mr. Henry and myself and others have asked them.
You don't get it, eh?
You know, Bob, you better just lay down and call it a day, okay? Because you're not even... I can't even understand anything you're saying.
I'll talk to him.
Put him on hold and let's talk to Don Berman at least. We have Don on the line with us from Los Angeles at Channel 19. So, Don, what you heard there is a guy under pressure.
There's no question that Mr. Green has gotten himself involved in a situation. He must need the money. I didn't think he did. I have covered Bob Green, and when I say I've covered Bob Green, I mean from a news standpoint. He's been involved in the expansion of a great many stores and a great deal of business in Southern California and across the Southwest. But the trade-out is that Bob Green always seems to find his way into some illegal or quasi-legal maneuverings. And tonight, I think you heard a man who is on the edge.
All right, so I have seen these commercials where people borrow money, and I've seen the Native Americans pitching. These are legitimate businesses.
Oh, absolutely, they're legitimate businesses. They are very, very upfront when they say that the interest rate is very high. In other words, the money's expensive, I think, is the way they put it. But they're very clear that if you pay the money back quickly, then it won't be as costly to you, and the money is available right away. I don't know if that's what Mr. Green was involved in. It sounds to me as if he was involved in some way with an individual, a rogue individual. And
in other words, an individual who may have represented himself one way and is not...
No, it's not that way at all. And to come up with this whole, and you've heard him break down, it's a nervous breakdown. And I feel for it, but I have, like I said, I've been covering him for a long time.
All right, Bud, what do you want?
I've got him back on line two.
All right, we got Bob Green back here on line number two. Bob, you know, I don't know what else you can say, okay? We had to hang up on him.
Well,
but you can tell the guy's out of control, huh?
Well, he said he wanted to say something.
I don't give a damn if he wants to say something. The guy is a blathering... He's in a blathering kind of condition, okay? Anyway, I thank you very much, Don. You are coming back to Los Angeles?
I am going to be back in Los Angeles, but as you know, from my reporting in New York, I am hopeful that I have landed a local news reporting job in New York City, and that I'm very hopeful I'll be starting that job on Monday.
So you've gotten the job?
I am hopeful that I've gotten the job. I'm hopeful that I will be starting. I'm planning on starting Monday.
Have you been given the official go-ahead?
I have not been given any official word, but I'm sure that I will get the word, so I'm going to go ahead and move. And I've already given my notice. And
you haven't gotten the official word.
Phil, don't harsh my buzz, as the kids say, all right? Don't rain on my parade. I've got the job. I know I've got the job. I'm a positive thinker. I've got the job. I've got the job. I've got the job. I've got the job. That's all I keep saying, and that's positive thinking, and that's how you get a job.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But you're the one that...
No, I recognize that, but I've quit. I've given my notice. I'm moving tonight. I have loaded a Ryder rent-a-van, and I'm leaving in an hour.
And you're going to drive all night, huh?
I'm driving all night. I'm driving through the desert at night. You know a better way of making through the desert in the middle of summer or at the end of summer?
No, driving at night's a good idea.
You better believe it. So I am driving through the desert tonight, and I'm hoping that by morning I will make maybe Twin Falls, Idaho, or somewhere in there. But I'm leaving. I'm going to New York, and by God, they better have a job ready for me.
Good luck.
See, that's more negative thinking.
All right. In any event, good luck. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Jeff Dowder coming up.
Phil Hendry.